the valley wakes. Businesses, nonprofits, community stakes. We celebrate makers, artists, crews. Hudson Valley shines.
Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Frank Castella Jr., but I'm also the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And on our show today, I'll be bringing in some community guests, including county players and impact PR and communications. But before we get to our guests, I want to tell you about some events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, including Chamber events. Some of the chamber events you might want to be aware of, especially the Great Hudson Valley Scavenger Hunt, now in its sixth year, presented by DCH Wappingers Falls Toyota. This event is ongoing all through the month of July. There's still time to get in to win. It started on July 1st, but there's still time to win big. You can win over $10,000 in cash and prizes during the entire contest, but the grand prize winners will walk away with $2,026. Find out more online on the website, how to get in and enter. It's absolutely free. That's right, it's free. No strings attached. So if you want to be a hunter, you want to be a part of the scavenger hunt, you want to win big, then all you need to do is visit hvscavengerhunt.com. That's hvscavengerhunt.com. I do want to take the opportunity to thank our title sponsor, DCH Wappingers Falls Toyota. Our treasure sponsors are Adams Ferriker Farms, Foam and Wash Car Wash, now celebrating 60 years, and Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt, as well as iHeartMedia of the Hudson Valley. Listen live each and every morning on Q92.1 to Marino in the Morning with Felicia to get your clues. You can also go to the Scavenger Hunt website, register, find clues right there on the website and figure out all the rules. And of course, there's ways that you can participate through the whole process, including best selfie, team spirit, team name, all types of daily prizes, and so much more. All the instructions are right on the website, hvscavengerhunt.com. Get in to win now. Of course, there's a lot of other events that are happening throughout the month of July at the Chamber of Commerce. First of all, our July contact breakfast is July the 22nd this month. Our keynote speaker for the contact breakfast is Michael Bacher. He is the president of the Culinary Institute of America. We do want to thank our sponsors, NBT Bank and Intelligent IT Designs. That, again, will take place on Wednesday, July the 22nd at 7:30 in the morning. We will have a ribbon cutting for Momo Garden on July the 22nd. Then we will have a chamber masterclass on August the 5th. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a two-hour class, 8 to 10 a.m., 58 Parker Avenue, Scenic Hudson will be hosting us. This is the new Scenic Hudson facility at Parker Avenue. Whether you're a brand new member of the chamber, a new employee of an existing chamber member, or a member just getting back into the swing of things, the best place to start is by attending this masterclass. Attendees will learn how all the departments of membership, events, communications, the Chamber Foundation, Workforce Development Center operate within our organization. Information about all the services of the chamber that are included with membership dues will be presented at this event. So it'll give you the ability to ask questions of the chamber team, including myself. And of course, if you want to learn more to take advantage of membership benefits, as well as additional information regarding advocacy and resources that the Chamber of Commerce provides here in our community. I do want to thank our sponsors, Tompkins Community Bank and Emory and Webb Insurance, for sponsoring. We couldn't do it without them. Again, this is the Chamber Masterclass. It's Wednesday, August the 5th at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then we will have the prize ceremony scheduled for August 7th, and that is for the scavenger hunt. There's a chamber network present and refer on August the 11th, our floating business break on August the 13th, and so much more, all lined out to fill the summer, including business education seminars and so much more. Check it all out online on our website, dcrcoc.org. org. We have to take a quick break here on the show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by David Ringwood. He's a board member with County Players. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from County Players, one of the board members, Mr. David Ringwood. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Frank.
So, David, County Players, now in our community for decades. I want you to tell our listeners, what is County Players? It's at the Falls Theater.
Yes, County Players is a nonprofit community theater. We are all volunteer. We have been in the area since 1958. We're actually going into our 69th season. We're very fortunate over these years. We started out with the middle school, and we eventually had the opportunity to purchase what was the Academy Theater in Wappingers Falls. It's located right there on West Main Street. Many people see the building, but over the years, we were able to take that and renovate it and do some many improvements to make that it's a nearly 400-seat theater in the community. And we still have people coming in that remember when it was a movie house and different shows that they saw there. We have in the box office some memorabilia, including some of the little flyers they used to send out for the theater. And also someone generously had in their garage and refinished for us one of the original ticket booths from the Academy Theater, which we have right in our lobby.
So, David, we just told our listeners a little bit about County Players and about the theater, but I want to back up just a little bit. Who is David Ringwood? Let's give a little background to our listeners on you. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to dive in and tell us about your background, your history here in the Hudson Valley.
Oh, thank you very much, Frank. I've been born and raised in the city of Poughkeepsie. I live in Wappingers now. I've been from the area many years. My maternal grandfather had worked on the Mid-Hudson Bridge. My paternal grandfather drove the last horse-drawn fire engine in the city of Poughkeepsie. The building is still standing down at Cataract in Mount Carmel Square. I have been involved with many nonprofit organizations over the years, and I have been involved with County Players going back to first time I worked with them is 1981. I actually designed the poster and program cover for their production of The Glass Menagerie in 1981. In 1988, I auditioned for a company. At that point, I also was introduced to my then future wife, and I have been involved with County Players pretty much since 1988.
So what got you involved in theater?
I was involved in theater in high school over at Our Lady of the Lords. And when I got out of college, I stayed involved with it during college. And when I got out, I went back to community theater, starting with Valley Theater Company, which was a local group that worked out of the Vassar Brothers Institute, which is now Kenneen Hackett Art Center. Involved with them. At one point, they went to Overlook and had a theater there. Then I went over to County Players, and I've been involved with them in pretty much every aspect that's possible, from directing to production to I've run lights, box office, everything you can do there.
So take a moment and tell our listeners about the size and scope of County Players, the impact that you have on the region, the individuals that are involved. How many people are members, for example, of County Players and season ticket holders?
Season ticket holders, I think we're somewhere around 800, 900 are season subscribers who purchase tickets all year. And when they purchase a subscription, they're able to select their seats for the year. So people are very happy to have the same seats of the productions each year. We also have roughly about 450 positions we have that we fill with volunteers throughout the various productions we do. We do five main stage, and then we do three series of readings over weekends where we do two shows over a weekend. With 450 people, we have an annual volunteer picnic where we recognize them and get them together along with our annual meeting. And we just had it recently over at Bowdoin Park. It was a great turnout. We are always looking for new people, and what we have been doing over the years is that if a new individual comes and their first debut on the County Players stage, it's indicated in the program with an asterisk, letting them know that it's their County Players debut. And we've had people that have shown up, and again, similar to myself, that's been there for years.
Take a moment and tell our listeners about what the subscription is. What does it cost to do that, and what comes with a subscription?
Sure. So a subscription at County Players, it will provide you have a couple options. One is to actually purchase seats for the five main stage shows. Then additionally, you can also select the tickets for the readings, the three readings during the years. We call it a mini theater festival, where it's readings, which is a not fully staged production. So we're able to use it on whatever stage we have at that point, because we're always in production and preparing for another show. Then you also make an additional contribution, and then you're then a member subscriber. So actually financially supporting with an extra donation.
Take a moment, tell our listeners a little bit about the group sales and what that entails.
Sure. The group sales, we have individuals that if they wish to purchase a group, and we have several that do that, there's a group of people that get together on occasion and they make it an event that they can all get together, and they'll meet for dinner or something before or after the show, and then they all show up at the theater, they enjoy the experience, and then they have something to talk about. It's almost like a theater book club, so to speak. But we sell group tickets at a discount for groups of 10 or more.
Now the exciting part, you have a lot of shows coming up. The season has begun.
Yes.
So I want you to tell our listeners what's coming up.
We are very excited. The first show of the season, we start our season in July and we end in May. So this year we're starting this July with Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. It is a comedy by Christopher Durang. It's a very funny show if you haven't seen it yet. We then move into the Language Archive in September. We will then do the November show is Peter and the Starcatcher, which is not really musical. It's considered a play with music, which is a very funny ensemble group. Then we will do February is our Dial M for Murder. We used to always do a mystery every year, and this year we've got Dial M for Murder. In May, we will be ending with our big, we'll call it the Spring Musical. This year, we're very excited to do The Producers, the Mel Brooks musical that many people are familiar with. During those times, we have the three mini festivals, which we have in October, which we do two readings. One is Birds of North America. The other is Dead Man's Cell Phone. In December, we will do The Trial of Ebenezer Scrooge, Abigail, 1702, A Twice Told Tale, which is actually written as a sequel to The Crucible, just 10 years later. They will then do, on March, we'll do two shows. One is called Grounded, and one is called Wit. And then again, we round up with our May musical. So tickets are available for all those, and they're also available online at countyplayers.org. Our box office is $298,1491. And tickets are available now. If anyone purchases a ticket by the closing show of this production of Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike, by July 30th, they'll be able to get a full season subscription and be able to take advantage of the discount that we give for purchasing for the full season.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And on our show today, I have David Ringwood. He's a board member with County Players here in Dutchess County, serving the Hudson Valley community since 1958 with community theater. Tremendous little theater in Wappinger Falls and a really great community theater. Find out more information about County Players by visiting their website. It's countyplayers.org. It's their 69th season here in the Hudson Valley. Again, countyplayers.org. Find out all about tickets and information, of course, ways to get involved and to support. And that really is a great segue. What kind of volunteers are you looking for right now?
We are always looking for volunteers because we're a theater. Many people think immediately to, you know, audition for a show. And on the County Players website, under the top section and get involved, there was a section for auditions. And we list all the upcoming auditions for the next few shows with the dates and also the production dates so that you can clear your schedule and make sure you have the time to do it. We are also looking for people that build our sets, that work in our box office, that help around the house, the theater house. We also have people who are ushers, and we also have house managers, and those are all people that have the opportunity to get involved, kind of get to know about County Players a little bit more if they're not already involved. And it's great segue to meet different people in the community who all love to do theater.
Of course, there's a full calendar of events online. All of those ways to support and get involved are also online. We talked about the group sales and gift certificates. There's obviously ways you can underwrite and support the organization. Go right to countyplayers.org. And then auditions coming up. You have a lot of shows that you want to fulfill. Let's talk about some of those upcoming auditions.
Sure. The next show we're going to be producing after the current show that's up in this month, in July, it will be the September show, which is the Language Archives. The auditions will be in July on the 21st and 22nd. We have them at 7 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday that weekend. And so people can come and audition for the show. And at that point, you have an opportunity to come watch the auditions, you know, put your name in to let people know that you want to be involved in different ways, whether it's against set or usher or house management, and, you know, get to meet some of the people that are involved. Again, I've been involved since 88, so it's been great to have been involved that long, actually to have been, to have known and have also worked with original founders such as John Sloper, and people may have remembered Joan Rachel Cassidy and Peter Bernice Edmond. Those are the names that have always been around County Players. And so I've had the opportunity to be around to work with all of them and again, see all the new people that have come in. We just had our new board of governors elections, and we have several new people coming on who just got involved with us recently. And we're always excited to get, you know, new blood in and new ideas, because that's how the organization has been changing for as we're approaching our 69th season and looking at 70th.
David Ringwood with County Players here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. David, thank you so much for coming in and being with our listeners today. Before we take off, do you have any parting thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just a couple other ways. We've started a CP travel adventure. We're actually planning a trip to the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival to see Les Mis. We're going to be doing that as a group on September 27th. Tickets are available on the website. And people can purchase tickets, and there's also a small donation that goes towards County Players. Another way that we've started recently is our Adopt a Seat program. We've started selling plaques that go on our seats. And so for $300 for a center row aisle or $250 for other seats, a plaque will be placed, you know, what you would like to select and personalize to recognize, honor, or acknowledge individuals that you know from County Players or have worked with County Players. And that's been a great little boon for us as well.
And find out more at countyplayers.org. David, thank you again. We appreciate your time and being with us today. Of course, to our listeners, if you want to find out more information about County Players, visit their website. It's the best way to get involved and find out all about their season tickets. Find out about their subscriptions, their gift certificates, their group sales, their calendar, and so much more. countyplayers.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we'll be bound with another great guest. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, she is the CEO and founder of Impact PR and Communications, Philomena Finelli. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Phil, you're also a board member of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. You're a volunteer in the community. You've done an awful lot for not-for-profit organizations, including emceeing many events here in our community. But you are also a small business owner here in the Hudson Valley. I want to tell our listeners and describe to our listeners who you are. What's your background? What's your history? How did you end up in this role?
Oh, yeah. So the story begins with the fact that I started off in PR nearly 28 years ago, and I fell in love with it because I had the chance to tell people's stories, to help connect them with their audiences, to help explain, educate, and inform the public about what some really incredible businesses and organizations are doing. And that really spoke to me. It was something I did in New York City for over 8 years of my career. And then when I decided to stay closer to home and to no longer commute to Manhattan, I found that there were businesses right here in our backyard who had that same need and were reaching out for that assistance. So that was how the idea was born for Impact PR and Communications.
So PR and communications, I want you to just describe to our listeners, because I always find there's a misnomer. People think right away marketing, advertising. PR and communications is very different than that. So I want you to distinctly tell our listeners what it is that PR and communications is all about.
That's an excellent question. Frank, for years, my own mother has been confused about what I did and told everybody that I was in advertising. And so I came up with a really simple way to explain it. I talk about it like going on a date. If two people are out on a date and they're sitting in the restaurant for the first time, and the man turns to the woman and says, "Oh, I'm so glad we're hanging out together. I'm smart, I'm handsome, I'm funny, I'm well-regarded in this community. No wonder you want to hang out with me." That's a little bit like advertising. He's telling her, in his own words, what's so special and great about him. He has control over that message. If he turns to her, the woman, and flatters her, gets inside her thinking, tells her, you know, she's a brilliant conversationalist and she's charismatic and a great time to hang out with, and they have so much in common, he's essentially doing something called marketing. He's getting behind her motivations, her desires. He's looking into what her behaviors are. However, if that same woman stepped away from the dinner table, went to the bathroom to powder her nose, and ran into another friend of hers, and she stopped her in the hallway and said, "Oh, you're hanging out with my friend Frank? Frank is a great guy. I really trust Frank. He does so many wonderful things in the community. He's a volunteer coach of a softball team. He's really funny. Good time to hang out with. I'm just so glad you're hanging out with him tonight." That would give me comfort. That's akin to public relations. It's that third party credibility you're getting from the outside that makes you feel a little more familiar with someone.
It is a form of advertising in a sense, but it's doing it organically. I've always looked at it as the organic method of getting the word out of the good things that you're doing in your respective organization, business or not-for-profit in the community. And this is where you found your expertise and sweet spot. Communications is also very critical and key, especially in this era where communications are coming at people in so many different directions from so many different sources, knowing what to believe. And then today, AI, you throw AI in there and people are automatically an instant expert. So there's all of this coming at people in the community and they just don't know what the resource is that they need to rely on and that's credible. So this is where impact comes in, and they're able to really take that message, polish it, make the organization not sound AI, but sound personal, sound relatable, and have that organization be someone they want to do business with. That's the way I would describe it. What did I not hit on there?
That absolutely is humanizing messages and thinking about the people you're communicating with and what they might not understand is critical. And that goes for whether you're trying to get in the news or keep out of the news, because sometimes it's what we say, sometimes it's what we don't say, and that people assume that gets us in trouble.
Talk about maybe some examples of instances that you have worked with a client and have come up with some creative PR and communications to get the word out about something that they've done in the community.
So there are a million and one examples here, but we love taking the ordinary and making it slightly extraordinary. Taking a moment that might be a simple opening of a bank branch, for instance. And instead of doing that, the traditional way, we'll maybe have a coin collection machine outside of the bank branch for the grand opening and have people dropping change off that is then matched by that bank and doing a check presentation, creating visual moments where there's sight and sound and experience that make a news crew want to show up. I think always in my mind, what would make a photographer want to be here? What would make a video news crew want to be here? If I was a newspaper reporter and there are a million stories going on in any given day, why would I stop and care? So we filter it through that lens and help them change hearts and minds and actions, or we jokingly call it the exposure that you pray for, don't pay for.
You used a key word, create.
Yes.
Creative. How important is creative in what you do?
Extremely so. And it's a collaborative process. So it's just as much the client we're working with as it is us buying into that idea of dreaming mm-hmm. bigger and better. And it doesn't always involve money. Sometimes it involves just trying a new approach. And it's something I pride our team on, is that we get together and have those conversations early and often, so that things that could be a moment that maybe gets overlooked become the kind of thing that makes headlines and is memorable, and that people want to share in all the ways, not just in traditional media, but also across social media and in blogs and in newsletters and in conversations with their friends. So it's really, that is a starting point, is making it into a moment big enough that the news media would care, but it's also all those other touch points that are paid and earned and social and owned.
Take a moment and talk about reputation management. I think it's pretty self-explanatory as to what it is, but how are you managing that, especially today when giving a bad review is so common and so easy, and getting good reviews is so much more difficult? So talk about that process and what you're able to do to manage your reputation for an organization.
Yeah, so a reputation is a 360-degree experience, and having someone look at it externally to assess what you're known for, what your position is in the marketplace, what's the position of your, I don't even always call them competitors, I often call them comparators, organizations that are similar to yours in either mission or size, is a first step, sort of having a pulse on where you sit in the market and what people understand about you and what they also might not get about you, and how you can create those moments in various ways to reinforce the message you want them to know about what it is you do, what it is you create in the community.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And on the show today, we have the CEO and founder of Impact PR and Communications, Philomena Finelli. We're talking about the organization, how she founded the organization, why, and the types of services that they provide here in the Hudson Valley region and beyond. Phil, digital and social media is a big part of what you do. I think that is a big part of what every organization should be focused on. I want you to talk about your strategies and the way you develop with your customers. What is that discovery like? And take us through a process of working with someone to come up with a strategy.
With anyone we're working in the digital and social media realm with, we start with really getting an understanding of who they are and what their content pillars are. What are those common moments within their business that they need to touch upon regularly in order to better educate about what it is they are doing? We love to plan out in advance, but also take advantage of those in the moment kind of situations and think about what's going on in the world around them. So it comes across in a variety of ways. I see the digital and social as an ultimate amplification tool, but the other pieces have to be there. And that's why I don't just take campaigns that are only social media on behalf of clients. I see it as a component of a well-rounded program where the reputation at large is being thought of.
From public relations and reputation management, thought leadership, digital and social media, community engagement, branding and marketing, and crisis communications. Think of Impact PR and Communications right here in the Hudson Valley region, servicing nationwide. I know you have clients all over the country.
Yeah, as far as U.S. Virgin Islands, Denver, Florida, all over.
Impact PR and Communications, PRwithimpact.com. That's PRwithimpact.com. Philomena, thank you so much for coming and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in here on the show. That's all we have time for today. If you want to find out more about any of our guests, all you need to do is visit our website. Also, if you want to find out things to do here in the Hudson Valley community, in and around the valley, whether it's not-for-profit organizations, whether it's doing business and thinking local first with a local organization, go right to our business directory or our events calendar. It's dcrcoc.org. That's the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Initiatives light the room. Local pride.